Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Colton Underwood is the former star of The Bachelor. He was on a couple of times. He was the Bachelor for season 23, and he was on The Bachelorette trying to get in on back in 18. He talked to Robin Roberts on Good Morning America yesterday, a couple days ago, and says he's gay. Also, he said that he came to terms with that earlier this year, and he has been processing it.
So when he realized he didn't want to bang one of 27 girls who wanted to bang him, because if he was the Bachelor, there's like 27 girls at the beginning of that show, and they all go, yeah, I'll take care of that.
That was season 23 for him. You may remember this is the guy that jumped the gate during filming in the middle of his season and threatened to leave the show.
Why?
Ultimately decided
too
to
much
return.
Vagina.
Yep. Right. There weren't any dudes.
Well, his virginity was a hot topic. He was on The Bachelorette in 2018 as a virgin.
Well, his penis
and he
is
still
a virgin.
Was in The Bachelor of season 23.
Yeah, he's one of those technical virgins. Right,
He wound up choosing a female, but they never got engaged, and they had a very messy breakup. Well, he said he just figured this out.
I know, but he probably obviously knew he was gay the whole time.
Yeah, but hindsight now, he's probably going, oh, well, that makes sense.
And you said hindsight.
Now, in a memoir that was released in March of 2020, Colton Underwood.
Yeah.
By a memoir that he released about a year ago called The First Time. He said his time on The Bachelor actually helped him realize that he was not gay. He said he actually questioned his sexuality in his early 20s, the result of being bullied growing up. He said the bully said he was gay, and he believed it. And The Bachelor helped him realize that he wasn't gay, and now he says he is. And
yeah, I seen a dude.
Turns out the bullies were right.
Yeah, good-looking dude. I get it. Yeah, he's gay now, huh?
I guess.
Yeah, he says he's sorry to his ex, Cassie. I guess that was the one he picked on the show. She was a hot blonde. Yeah. Maybe I had to roll her over like Aaron Rodgers has to, right?
Well, at this point, she's got to look at it as a dodged bullet. You know, that they didn't get married or anything. Right, you know, okay. Well, then it wasn't meant to be.
Good for him.
They didn't have kids.
Here's the deal, though. Ratings grabber. Bring him back for a gay bachelor.
Yeah.
They haven't had a gay bachelor yet, right?
No, they haven't
jumped that shark yet, either with women or guys.
I would love to see America's reaction to that.
I know.
Jared Freed, Pete Lee's buddy, who just headlined at the Funny Boat, he had a joke about that, where he's like, the dude would show up and all the guys would be banging each other.
Well, that is,
what about me?
That is the joke. That's true. What? I never even thought about that because.
It would just because
they're automatically going to be attracted to each other because everybody in the house is gay also.
Right, everybody's
that's
gay,
a good point.
Up for
and in another,
whatever.
In a heterosexual situation, the house is full of women that want to be with the guy. Yeah, maybe a few in there, but you know what I'm talking. I see. Yeah, that's probably why it wouldn't work, and vice versa. A woman going into a house to pick up 25 women that and are all gay, the gay women in the house are just going to say, "Well, we don't need her. I'm into you."
Right. If you've got 26 people who are single, you could end up with 13 couples.
Yeah. That's why they're not going to do it, because it wouldn't work. The guy would say, I'm going to give you a rose, Jim, because, well, I'm already with Bob, so don't worry about it, you know. Where's Bob? He's right here.
Right, he's under the table.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Or just a big orgy in a pit.
Right. Well, we'd watch that.
That's what it'd be. The pit orgy.
That is the joke. I didn't even think about that. I was thinking about love is love. That show drives me absolutely crazy. My wife watches it.
Dudes are dudes.
Right.
And if you did a gay
version. And the same thing would be lesbians, too. I mean, if the house is full of 25 lesbians and one is the bachelorette and she goes in there to find a love, the other girls are going to start hanging with each other then.
Wait, and they live in that house the whole time?
Pillow fights.
Softball games.
Right. Yeah. Sword fights for the dudes.
Yeah. Boy, we sound like straight dudes, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We have no idea what lesbians or gay guys do in their private time, except what we think it's pillow fights and sword fights.
And we got no problem with any of them.
None.
We do just what makes you happy.
What we would do if we were gay.
Right.
And it would be all the dudes in the pit.
Yeah, we would have waved that no sex before the show did years ago.
Yeah. Everybody, why do you get to work so early?
Could you imagine if we were bisexual in college?
Wait. Where it's everybody's fair game?
Yeah. Head on the swivel all the time.
Well, that's the old George Carlin.
Are you admitting something here?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that would have, I wouldn't gotten anything
done.
Doesn't
it sound like he's going into a Wayne's World there? All of a sudden, there's going to be a scene.
I thought we were going to hear the other half of that story about the guy asking him out to the cabin.
Right.
No, you heard the whole story.
Yeah, so I gave it a run.
Good for Colton.
I was never inclined. Had a couple invitations, but was never inclined.
Well, if you turned it down then, you weren't going to give it a run.
Right.
That would have been the time.
We'll get more. When Mark comes back in town, your dad will ask him about that. I know you love when we ask gay questions to your dad.
That's when I realized.
Oh, that's inevitable.
I was straight.
Oh, we just got a tweet. Meatball heard you say, Tyler, that you got a thing for guys with beards and long hair. And he has given us a video.
Yeah. Love you,
Whoa.
Meatball. Love you, Meatball.
Oh, yeah.
And he means that.
He's gazing lovingly into the camera.
Yeah. Well, I spent most of my life with a beard and long hair, so. But yeah, I love you,
on
Meatball.
On you.
Yeah. Meatball. On me, yeah. Right. That's true. No, not my wife. Not my wife.
Yeah, if they did Gay Bachelor, you just have to do one-on-one.
But that wouldn't be the premise. You're right. I get, as you explained it to me, I realize that's the reason Gay Bachelor wouldn't work. Now, Todd's right. Middle America would freak out. But
which would be fun
but
to see.
Hollywood usually doesn't care about that. They've jumped. They don't care. They're moving forward. But the reason is, it just wouldn't work because the house would be full of guys that are single, so they would all hit on each other. And the first episode, the guy shows up at the because there's what they do in that show. I've seen enough of the beginning of these shows. My wife has watched this show for years. Is they all the bachelorettes go into this one big house and they serve wine and then the bachelor shows up. That's the first episode.
Yeah, doesn't he meet walks, them all in the driveway?
He walks
like
He usually walks into a room and they're all standing around smiling at him and he gets to meet them all and mingle with them. But in this situation, the dude would show up, and if there's an hour worth of drunk dudes in there,
oh right,
some of them are already hooking up.
There'd be like two or three guys left.
Yeah. And like Todd said, for some reason, there's a pit in Todd's dream. There's just a stewy pit in there.
Bunch of bean bags.
And the chairs.
And the chairs.
Yeah.